Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture was in Lackawanna County on Tuesday to declare an emergency for farmers. And Wilkes-Barre area athletes will soon have a new course of study at the high school. It's Wednesday, May 27th. Let's get into it. We'll start off on the farm in Scott Township. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins signed an emergency declaration for Pennsylvania farmers on Tuesday. The declaration will help farmers who lost crops during freezing weather in April. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from the Secretary's visit to Northeast Pennsylvania.
Chuck Gould is a Monroe County farmer who lost 95% of his apples, peaches, and other produce that was beginning to bud in April.
Just all of the things that we have to prevent against freezing just don't work in those kind of temperatures.
Despite this year's yield, he still has to plan for next year. Part of the declaration are low-interest loans from the USDA that could help Gould's sixth-generation farm in Broadheadsville.
Tornado goes through and houses get destroyed. There's money available to rebuild. In a farming sense, this is the kind of year where you can get just absolutely hammered, and if you don't have the wherewithal to stand it or help to withstand it, you can go out of business.
Rollins was at Applewood Farm in Scott Township for a roundtable discussion with farmers. The declaration is for 17 counties in Pennsylvania. She said more could be eligible.
The aftermath of this freeze event will impact businesses across the entire supply chain. We can't control the weather, but we can control how we respond.
Both Governor Josh Shapiro and eight U.S. representatives from Pennsylvania requested the declaration. In Scott Township, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. And in Luzerne County, Wilkes-Barre area high school athletes will soon have a chance to take sports-related courses, meet with a nutritionist, and have up to 90 minutes of in-school physical training per day. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
The Wilkes-Barre Area School District plans to launch the Athletic Academy in the fall. The Academy will join three existing at the high school for performing arts, business, and STEM. District leaders say the programs transform the high school experience. Here's Superintendent Brian Costello.
Students want to be here, and we give them opportunities that they're excited about, then everything else just becomes better.
Wilkes-Barre's academies are set up like magnet schools. Magnet schools are specialized, tuition-free public schools that operate within districts. Unlike a standalone magnet school, these programs exist within the high school. The school in Plains Township, Luzerne County, opened in 2021 and has about 2,000 students. In the academies, students can realize what they're interested in, along with fields they may not want to pursue. That's according to Colleen Robotin, 12th grade principal.
It really gives the students an opportunity to test the waters. That's what high school is all about.
Classes in the new academy will include sports broadcasting, kinesiology, and sports management. Reporting from Plains Township, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Boris Krawchenyuk with WVIA News. Thanks for listening to WVIA Radio. Read more about some of the stories you hear at our website, wvia.org/news. We appreciate your support because we report to you.
Welcome back. Now let's talk about the Forest Service in Pennsylvania. Forest researchers in our region are concerned about impending changes at the U.S. Forest Service. The federal agency is closing regional offices around the country and moving its headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Salt Lake City, Utah. For WVIA, Alan Yu has more on what this could mean for local science and forestry work.
One of the efforts that could be affected is an initiative to plant thousands of oak trees in cities along the East Coast, from Baltimore and Philadelphia to Springfield, Massachusetts. Universities, cities, and nonprofit organizations teamed up with the U.S. Forest Service to make this happen. The idea is that oak trees are drought-tolerant and could survive the conditions that climate change would bring to the East Coast. Now, researchers are monitoring the trees to see how they're doing. Tara Tramo is part of that study. She's an ecologist at the University of Delaware.
None of us could do what we have managed to do with this one project where we planted 8,000 seedlings unless we'd had everyone working together. But the Forest Service was absolutely critical to that even occurring.
She says Forest Service researchers helped coordinate this project across multiple states. And if those Forest Service workers have to relocate, then projects like this might not be possible in the future. In a statement, the Forest Service said that their reorganization does not cancel research programs, and that they are closing locations to, quote, invest in our mission and our people instead of facilities we can't afford, end quote. Alan Yu, WXRY News.
Okay, one last thing for today. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Camp Security, according to historical records, is the last remaining undeveloped prisoner of war camp from the Revolution, one of only a handful to ever be built. Located near the city of York in Springettsbury Township, the camp was constructed in 1781 to house prisoners of war after the battles of Saratoga and Yorktown. It was in operation until 1783. Unlike other Revolutionary War sites that eventually saw modern development, Camp Security did not. More recently, archaeologists and researchers have been able to unearth quite a few artifacts they think came from that time. In addition to being a historic site, the Camp Security Preservation Area also now provides recreation for residents and visitors to enjoy. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you next time, right here on Up to Date.